Hi, it's Holly Tanner.
And Justin Weaver.
We're from Something to Talk About, and you're listening to 90.7 FM.
WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson.
I'm Tom Rode. Tune in to me and my friend Henry the Hudson Whale on Friday mornings on the WGXC Morning Show, 9 to 11 a.m. on WGXC Acre at 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
Oh, this is always a good time. You know, this always is the time to stop and remind you that if you're listening and you like us and you support the station in general, why don't you become a sustaining listener supporter?
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
You've tuned in to All Together Now, WGXC's regional look at the news from Hudson Valley and the Capital Region, from the Catskills to the Berkshires and beyond. I'm Tom Rowe, and today you'll hear all sorts of local news updates, weather, interviews, and more, plus community events and the song of the day on All Together Now.
This is the news. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the news. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
On air, in air, waves controlled. On air, in air, channel connection. And the moon turns to blood.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
We take you now to
this radio broadcast.
You are tuned in to All Together Now, a collaborative one-hour news show for community radio stations in the Capital Region and New York's Hudson Valley. All Together Now features contributions from the public, along with programmers at WOOC in Troy and WGXC in Acre, featuring local and regional news, weather updates, and newsmaker interviews. Next, the national headlines from Public News Service.
The Public News Service daily newscast for Tuesday, October the 16th, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. President Trump tours hurricane-damaged parts of Florida. Also on the Tuesday rundown, we examine the question, is the U.S. spending too much to guard Confederate cemeteries? Plus the spotlights on mental wellness during National Children's Health Month. Now, our top story, President Trump toured hurricane-torn parts of Florida and Georgia Monday. The Wall Street Journal reporting he declared, nobody has seen anything like this as crews continued to restore power and residents grappled with the devastation. The Journal reports Trump said he would ask Congress for disaster funding, though no amount was given. Mr. Trump emphasized the main priority is providing food, water, and safety for residents and said utility crews were working hard to restore electricity. Tomorrow, the public has a chance to speak out about a proposed power transmission line that would run through Maine to carry power from Canada to Massachusetts.
The Public Utilities Commission is holding a public hearing on Central Maine Power's proposal to build the 145-mile transmission line But critics say the project would have significant negative impacts on Maine's environment while providing virtually no benefit to the state. According to Dylan Voorhees with the Natural Resources Council of Maine, the transmission line would pose a threat to the state's tourism industry and to wildlife, especially in northern areas of the state.
This project includes more than 50 miles of brand new transmission corridor, crossing literally hundreds of bodies of water and fragmenting habitat for wildlife.
Proponents of the project say it would help reduce climate change by making hydroelectric power, a renewable resource, available to the Massachusetts power grid. I'm Andrea Sears reporting.
Earlier this year, a similar proposal to build a transmission line from Quebec to Massachusetts was rejected by state regulators in New Hampshire. Thousands of Kentuckians opened their hearts and homes to help the children of loved ones during times of crisis. Mary Sherman reports new data highlights the need to better assist these kinship families.
There are 96,000 Kentucky kids being raised by a relative, which has nearly doubled since 2013. That includes about 15,000 children who were removed from their homes due to suspected abuse or neglect. Norma Hatfield of Hardin County, who is raising two granddaughters, says these children need help trying to rebuild their lives.
They have been in horrible, horrible conditions. They are going to do much better if they know somebody that they can stay with. And children shouldn't be penalized because they lay their head down at night in a relative's home instead of in a foster home.
Hatfield says kinship families do not receive as much support as foster care families, although they must provide for children in the same ways. From 2016 to 2018, 9% of Kentucky children were being raised by a relative, which is more than double the national rate of 4%.
Hatfield has talked with kinship providers who are draining their own savings just to meet the basic needs of children thrust into their care due to parental addiction or incarceration. And last year's deadly violence at a white nationalist rally in Charlottesville has left the Department of Veterans Affairs paying millions of dollars to protect Confederate cemeteries from vandalism.
Records obtained by the Associated Press show the VA has spent nearly $3 million on the cemetery security since August 2017. Another $1.6 million is budgeted for fiscal 2019 to pay for security at all Confederate monuments. In the weeks following the deadly confrontation, vandals damaged Confederate sites and cemeteries. The VA contracted with Florida-based Westmoreland Protection Agency to provide unarmed security guards. Steve Ellis with the group Taxpayers for Common Sense says it didn't make sense to see the VA move from a monthly contract to an annual one at a cost of nearly $2.3 million.
Yeah, I think that money can be better spent elsewhere. It's money that's being spent on security that's not needed at these cemeteries is money that can't be spent on our nation's veterans.
A spokeswoman for the VA says the agency has a responsibility to protect federal property, and one security subcontractor claims an uptick in vandalism of Confederate monuments this past summer was evidence that cemetery security remains necessary. I'm Tramell Gomes.
Finally, Eric Galatis reports October is Children's Health Month. And with the new school year just underway, Nebraska Children's Home Society is encouraging parents, teachers, and communities across the state to take steps to improve kids' physical and mental health.
Brianna Woodside with the Society says wellness starts before children arrive, so her program's first priority is to make sure expectant parents are connected to a health care provider.
Making sure that they are seeking prenatal care and that they have the supports in place to get to those regular doctor's appointments and that they're making healthy choices for themselves and for their child.
The Children's Home Society also offers pregnancy counseling to help new parents navigate difficult decisions and complex emotions and to develop strong bonds with their child before and after the birth. Woodside adds, especially as children reach school age, it's important to check in on how social relationships are going and to make sure kids feel supported when they're struggling.
To avoid assumptions that can make feel kids singled out or isolated, they encourage people to learn more about how to support children touched by adoption online at nchs.org. I'm Mike Clifford. Thanks for newsing and cruising today with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we're online at publicnewsservice.org.
Hi, I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, heard weekday mornings here at 8 o'clock on WGXC 90.7 FM. WGXC is hosting its pledge drive, and we need your support. Help keep hands-on creative community radio alive in your region by calling 518-697-7400. That's 518-697-7400. Or you can pledge online with your tax-deductible pledge at wgxc.org/donate. That's wgxc.org/donate. Help WGXC meet its goal and keep local, national, and international news broadcasting in Greene and Columbia counties. Thanks so much.
This is the WGXC News. You can go to the newsroom at wgxc.org to find out more about anything you hear here. Logan Weiss is reporting for Columbia Greene Media that a large crowd packed into the Kinderhook Elks Lodge October 13th for a town hall meeting held by Democrat Antonio Delgado, a candidate in the 19th congressional district race. The gathering was held in the hometown of Delgado's opponent, Republican U.S. Representative John Faso. For Delgado, it was his seventh town hall meeting of the campaign. Delgado was introduced by Peter Volkman, the village police chief in Chatham. He touted Delgado's educational background, his honest character, and the overall idea of how voting is part of American life. In his remarks, Delgado quipped about his background, quote, "You have probably heard about one of my jobs I had," unquote, he said, referencing Faso's political commercials denigrating the Democrats' former music career. His speech covered a range of issues, including inequality, Medicaid, Medicare, women's rights, and education. Delgado also took several shots at his opponent and critics, pointing out that Faso is not hosting any town halls. Questions from attendees concerned Medicare, the new Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh, water contamination in Hoosick Falls, prisons, the opioid epidemic, mental health, immigration, term limits, and climate change. The general election is November 6th. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Audrey Matott is reporting in an extensive piece for the Greenville Pioneer that sole assessor Gordon Bennett continues to face public scrutiny. One local resident is calling into question the quality of his work, performed simultaneously for the towns of Coxsackie, Durham, Greenville, and New Baltimore. The quality of Bennett's work performance was challenged in April during a Durham Town Board meeting. Both board members and residents questioned Bennett regarding the data collection process that is now more than a year behind schedule. Bennett defended his performance and said the extensive delay was due to issues beyond his control. Cornwallville resident Jim Stone said that Bennett's explanations were not satisfactory or respectful to taxpayers. And to gain more insight, Stone submitted Freedom of Information Law requests to all four towns seeking documentation pertaining to Bennett's employment, as well as information on each town assessor's clerk and data collectors. Bennett worked for four towns on a part-time basis, and based on the information received, he has paid more than $170,000 a year by all four towns combined. According to the New York State Department of Taxation and Finance Office of Real Property Services, Bennett was initially certified as a state assessor in November 1995, as an advanced assessor in April 1997, and as a state-certified professional assessor in September 2006. His continuing education requirements are met through September 2018. In an interview with the Pioneer, Bennett defended his multiple appointments, saying it is actually beneficial for residents because he is familiar with the neighboring towns. And as a salaried public official that does not have strict office hours, he is able to assist people when needed rather than making them wait for designated office hours. Bennett added that there are other assessors that serve multiple towns. Read the full story in the Greenville Pioneer. The Associated Press is reporting vandals have damaged the Manhattan campaign office of Republican gubernatorial candidate Marcus Molinaro. The damage was discovered October 12th and included smashed windows, a spray-painted door, and glue in the locks of the Metropolitan Republican Club, home of the Molinaro office. The club was scheduled to host an event that night with conservative Gavin McInnes, the founder of a far-right men's organization known as the Proud Boys. Molinaro blamed radical leftists for the vandalism. State Republican officials said a note was left behind boasting the vandalism was, quote, just the beginning. The note accused the GOP of inviting a hipster fascist clown to dance for them, content to revel in their treachery against humanity, unquote, and took aim at Democrats as well, calling them the Republicans, quote, spineless partners in crime, unquote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media on the effort spearheaded by Hudson 5th Ward Alderperson Dominic Marante to impose and enforce the process of mandatory fingerprinting for all city youth department employees. Quote, there has been a lot of conversation about youth programs at the Department of Youth, which is great, unquote, Marante said. Quote, I support quality youth programs for the city, but I'm concerned that there has been no outrage regarding protecting our youth. The local law in 2010 was adopted for a reason. It concerns me that no fingerprints have been collected, from my understanding, in over 8 years, unquote. Marante was referring to a local law adopted in 2010, which mandated the department conduct fingerprint background checks for job applicants over the age of 18. Mayor Rick Rector said a new screening procedure will provide regular background checks and updated reports for staff. Only new hires will be fingerprinted, Youth Department Director Nick Zacco said, adding that current employees were not told they would be fingerprinted, so they legally cannot be. The Youth Department has 16 part-time and full-time employees, City Treasurer Heather Campbell said. Approximately $4,000 was allocated for fingerprinting through a budget amendment this summer. The Youth Department could absorb future costs, Zacco said, in the amount of $90 per new employee. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. This has been the WGXC News. Go online to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you heard here.
The National Weather Service in Albany says Tuesday should be sunny with a high near 51 and a low around 38. Wednesday, there's a 30% chance of rain after 2 p.m. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high near 50 and a low around 30. That's right, below freezing Wednesday night. Thursday should be sunny with a high near 41 and a low around 32. I'm Tom Rowe for WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, listener-supported, Creative Community Radio.
Pledge Drive. It's the pullover and donate. Yeah.
The pullover and
pledge drive.
People are
awesome.
Like, what does pullover and donate mean? Basically, most of the listeners here really listen in their cars after work on lunch breaks. And this has been geared to all of the listeners who are driving around. And of course, you know, if you're going to donate, you need to pull over and do it safely, because WGXC here is all about safety and we're all about getting sustaining donors. So we do appreciate people that make time and make an effort and donate. But now we're really looking for those sustaining donors, the people that are going to donate regularly, either every single pledge drive or once a month, and just make it part of their every month routine. You know, set up where the money comes out of your checking account as much as you can possibly afford to do, so that programs like Something to Talk About here with myself and Holly, and you know, the Drive Time Radio Show, and the Eclectomaniac Radio Show, all the shows here on WGXC, the station 90.7 FM really allows anybody to come on. If you have a show idea, you can totally pitch them, and you could be doing what we do.
That's right.
And yes, hopefully we make enough money and we get a doorstop.
That is on the must-have needs. Yes, the door is very cranky in this lovely facility that we are in, the new location. But like any organization that, you know, doesn't rely on a heavy, you know, corporate sponsorships, WGXC needs help to stay on the airwaves. And so we're hoping that you'll pull over right now safely and call the line.
And
go ahead, Tom.
And this, I'm Tom Rowe from WGXC, too. We're trying to make this the end of the pledge drives at WGXC. If we,
oh, I like that.
If we get enough sustaining supporters, we won't have to do this big interruption of programming for long periods of time anymore, and we'll have sustaining support that will allow different community voices on the air at all different times around the year.
Awesome.
And Tom, it actually starts today and it runs through October 22nd or the 23rd?
I think it's the 23rd.
It's
only 2 weeks. We're not going to do a month-long thing this time. We're holding it to 2 weeks, and we want to do everything we can to eliminate pledge drives and eliminate this constant on-air begging.
Right.
And get back to doing community radio. You've got a guest sitting by here waiting to talk. And
we do.
We have to give out the phone number and the website first before we can get to that.
Okay, good. Let's do that,
yes.
Justin.
So the phone number here to WGXC is 518-828-0290.
Well, that's the number to call for questions
for
today.
For questions. And then I think it's 697.
To donate is 697-7400.
7400.
And it's easier online at WGXC.org/donate.
/donate. So there you go. So please, if you're listening,
tune in or turn out Tuesday mornings during the WGXC Pullover Pledge Drive. We'll be live from High Low in Catskill Tuesday, October 16th and Tuesday, October 23rd from 9 to 11 a.m. Stop by and have a chat on the air as WGXC is live from High Low in Catskill on Tuesday, October 16th and Tuesday, October 23rd with the WGXC Morning Show during the Pullover Pledge Drive, where we're asking for your help to end the pledge drive as we know it on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM. WGXC.org/donate.
Next, we have these reports.
Listen to music and voices. Listen to work and play. Listen to eat and drink. Listen to noise and fun. Listen to pink and blue. Listen to a heart rainbow. Listen to wizards and witches. Listen to jazz play. Listen to dogs and mice. Listen to Rome and Italy. Listen to Mars and Venus. Listen to the planet. Listen to teeth and trunks. Listen to Kaizen and Violet. Listen to Stars and Stripes. Listen to Texas. Listen to bells and waterfalls. Listen to churches and steeple. Dance and sing and listen and bells. Listen to making things, stripes and zigzags. Bike riding and zigzagging. No, listen to bike riding and curving. Listen to the radio going on and on. Listen to the radio WGXC.
During the Pullover Pledge Drive are Max Hamill, who is the host of Instrumentality. He's going to talk more about that when he comes in. And Bobby Previtt. Don't know who Bobby Previtt is. What do you mean, Bobby Previtt? Bobby Previtt's been a guest on my show a number of times, and I'm glad to have him back. Bobby has a very special performance tomorrow evening at Hudson Hall with his Rhapsody Band. And again, I will let him speak about that right now. WGXC.org/donate. This is the time to contribute to community radio, as I said, for Greene and Columbia County. But we're all over the world. WGXC.org. You can listen to us there or on the TuneIn app on your smartphone. I'm Cheryl Kay, and I've been holding down the fort here on Thursday evenings from 7 to 9:30 for over 7 years. Started here in 2011, and I don't think there's any sign of me stopping. 518-697-7400. You can call and pledge your support there, or even easier, WGXC.org/donate. We know there are those of you out there who like to mail in your cash. WGXC, care of Wave Farm, 5662 Route 23 in Acre, New York, 12405. We can use you. You have a lot of choices out there for your local, for your news and weather and sports and all that stuff. But the word here is local. We are right here in Hudson, in Catskill, and in Acre, New York. We see you, we hear you, and we speak to you, whether it's during our public affairs programs or doing our music programs or during our Sunday morning lineup. We have you into the studios telling your story as we tell ours, either through music or through weather reports or through politics. 518-697-7400 or online at WGXC.org/donate. Have you gotten involved with our station? WGXC is always looking for volunteers. I'm going to tell you more about that, but you can go to our webpage right now, WGXC.org. If this is the first time you're listening to us, welcome, 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 as John Oliver would say, and become a part of this media project. We're not just a radio station, we're a media project. WGXC.org/donate. 518-697-7400. Believe me, I will be saying it over and over and over again. You will not miss the information to pledge your support here. Contribute. Keep me on the air. Keep people like Tom DiPietro and Ellen, who followed me or who were before me, and do the afternoon show on Thursdays. Don't forget the gentlemen on Wednesday who do the afternoon show. We have a wonderful afternoon block full of all kinds of guests talking about arts and culture and all kinds of stuff.
Would you like to do a show on WGXC?
Would you like to do a show on WGXC?
Would you like to do a show on WGXC?
I turned it down.
Only dogs can hear.
I turned it down. Do it.
Did you hear that?
No.
Folks, this is WGXC Acra. I'm Cheryl Kay. I've got
Max Hamill.
And I've got
Sarah Van Buren.
Blown in with the leaves. Yes, this is the pullover pledge drive. This is night number two. We are up to, I think we've surpassed, well, I can't say we've surpassed, but we've got more sustaining supporters. We couldn't be more grateful. WGXC.org/donate. We've already given away, or at least offered, two pairs of tickets to tomorrow evening's performance at Hudson Hall of drummer and composer Bobby Previtt's Rhapsody Band. That show is tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. I mean, it's like, it's so cool that people who are performing in the area, that we just open the door and they just come in.
And they're performing a block away.
They're performing a block away. You know, if you want to be able to be in touch with what's going on, I suggest you contribute to this media project. WGXC.org/donate. Max, the phone number.
You can call in at 518-697-7400. That's 518-697-7400.
And Sarah, if someone wants to mail in their pledge of support, how would they do it?
You can mail it in to WGXC, care of Wave Farm, 5662 Route 23, Acra, New York, 12405.
Yeah, and I think we'll do this kind of round robin kind of thing, and give a little bit of our story of, you know, why we came to WGXC. I mean, so many of you are wandering around tonight and you've got nothing to do. See, that would be me. If I didn't have this radio show, I'd be wandering around having nothing to do. But I've been doing radio for over 20 years in different capacities. You know, I've engineered baseball games, and I did a little stint at an NPR station, and blah, blah, and blah, blah, blah. But I always seem to come back to community and or college radio because I cannot be contained. You know, I don't really want to be told what to do. And I mean, I enjoy the freedom here. The fact that I can just gab on and on and on and play the kind of music that I do, whether it's a new artist, an artist like Bobby who lives in the area, someone who is long past gone, and talk to you, my listeners, about what I really love. WGXC.org/donate. Sarah, your happy story.
My happy story. I think, you know, when I thank you for fanning me. When I first moved to Hudson, I was looking for a way to get connected with the community, and WGXC was there. You know, they fully open doors to anyone in the community that wants to participate in any kind of way, whether you want to have a show, whether you want to be a volunteer, whether you want to, you know, attend events, WGXC-related events. It's here for you. Yeah. And I think there's something really cool about that. And the folks at this station are super open-minded, kind-hearted people that care about...
Hi there, this is Freddie Johnston, and you're listening to WGXC in Accra.
WGXC believes in community. We are a hands-on, participatory radio station and serve many communities. WGXC's volunteer programmers range in age from 9 to 84. And come from all walks of life. What we produce is as varied as the communities that we serve. WGXC is an unbiased source for local news and cultural affairs information. Programming made by and for youth airs daily, and our celebrated music programming is unique, diverse, and eclectic.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of Governor Andrew Cuomo and the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program administered in Greene County by the Greene County Council on the Arts, the Alexander and Marjorie Hover Foundation, the Foundation for Contemporary Arts, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors.
Another pledge drive. This one's a little bit different. We're calling this one the Pull Over Pledge Drive, and what exactly does that mean? Well, we know that the car is probably the primary transmitter or receiver of radio waves, and you might catch a bit of a show here or there on your commute or running errands. Maybe you have it on in the kitchen while you're making breakfast, while you're writing a letter, while you're registering to vote. But, you know, we want to encourage you to take some time to give to our pledge drive, our October pledge drive here. And we don't want you to do that on the road. So... why don't you pull over, find one of those tech stops, or you know, just find a nice parking spot there, and take out your phone and either navigate over to wgxc.org/donate, or give us a call here at 518-697-7400. That's 518-697-7400. To make a pledge while you're still thinking about it. Now we're taking a little bit of a different approach, a little bit more of a modern take on this, as you loyal WGXC listeners are sure to have noticed. The pledge drives have been a bit of a drag the last couple times. So we're putting less of a focus on scoring big one-time donations, and we're looking more for people to sign up as sustaining donors. So that is essentially you go through the process, and your monthly donation in an increment which you dictate will come out of your bank balance, or I think it's through PayPal, credit card, bank account, PayPal, however you set that up. Your monthly donation will be taken automatically. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to worry about it. And more importantly, we don't have to worry about it. If we can get enough monthly sustaining donors, we don't have to do these really anymore, or at least not to the extent that we have in the past. So, let's throw our support behind this beautiful community station here. Because I have lived many, many places, and I can say in full confidence that there is not another station like this out there. So again, visit wgxe.org/donate or call us here at 518-697-7400 and become a sustaining supporter.
Next, we have these reports.
On Saturday, October 13th, Democrat Antonio Delgado was in Avril Park speaking to potential voters ahead of the November 6th election, where he's trying to unseat incumbent Republican John Faso from Kinderhook. WOOCLP, our partner station in Troy, recorded these Delgado remarks.
We think it is important now more than ever, with all the partisanship that is out there, with all the extremism, that we have folks who are determined to put people before party, people before profit, and make sure that their principles are front and center, and remind people that we have shared values, shared ends, shared goals. We have too many things right now that are complicating our progress, and chief among them is this nature, or this trending behavior from our political leaders to stoke the flames of division, to stoke the flames of anxiety, and to make us all want to be at each other's throats, as opposed to figuring out how to come together and unite out of our shared values and our principles. Now, you have a lot of folks in D.C. who've been politicians for a very long time. And this is an art form. And by this, I mean the language of partisanship. I mean the language of division. It is something that, for success in our current political climate, you have to be able to learn. And our current congressman, in my estimation, is somebody who has mastered the art, who is fluent in the language of partisanship, who understands how to wield it to his own benefit at the expense of progress, at the expense of our future, at the expense of us coming together to fight things like our healthcare crisis, to deal with it and to fight against the climate change crisis, and to deal with wage stagnation and income inequality and gender inequality. We have real challenges right now, and we can't afford to have somebody here who is beholden to outside interests. We need somebody here who cares about people. Now, I care. I care a lot. You know, I'm an upstate kid. As much as they might try to make me out to be something else. Born and raised in Schenectady. Parents, proud workers at GE for many years. They taught me the importance of an education. They taught me of the importance of being neighborly, of caring for your neighbor, of loving your neighbor. They taught me the importance of character and integrity. They taught me the importance of honesty and how that matters, and how your word ought to matter, and how when you make a promise, you ought to keep it. Yeah. Yeah. And if this country were the way it is today back then, a little black boy who used to cut coupons and put clothes on layaway with his parents and watch them work us up into the middle class and then go to Colgate and earn a Rhodes Scholarship and then meet his beautiful wife who grew up in Woodstock at Harvard and then go out to L.A. and work with hip-hop and then come back to New York and become a litigator and now stand in front of you today. That story, that American dream story, that dream that we want for all of our children would not have happened. If we were this tribal, if we forgot that we were not founded on our language and our geography, but we were founded on our shared principles, equality, opportunity, fairness for everybody. That is the promise of this country. And for the first time in my lifetime, we are heading in the wrong direction. We are not striving towards that end. We are rolling our gains back. And we are making it about a zero-sum game. But I got news for you. There's a lot out there. A lot. This economy has doubled in size over the span of my 40-year life. Doubled in size. There's money being made hand over fist, but it somehow never trickles down.
Never.
Wages.
Hallelujah.
Wages. Wages remain stagnant at every turn. The cost of healthcare goes up. The cost of housing goes up. It all goes up, but wages. Now, you know what's been under assault over that same 40-year period? Unions. Labor.
Yeah.
The folks who fight to protect those wages have been under attack with right-to-work laws and now this Jantz decision. We need to breathe fire again into the labor movement. We need to fight for working families. The IBMs and the GEs of the world used to be a part of the community. Pensions, lifetime, guaranteed health care. They thought about stakeholders, not just shareholders. And now we are in a time where all that matters is the bottom line. All that matters is short-term gain at long-term investments expense. Now, how do I know this? Well, look at the status quo. 80% of us are sharing just 10% of the wealth. 80%, 10% of the wealth. Two-thirds of folks are living paycheck to paycheck in this country. Half the country could not write a $500 check as we speak. And since 2009, the growth of this economy, every bit of the growth, 95% of the growth of our recovery has gone to the top 1%. Think about that. All the devastation we've had to endure, the loss of homes, 401ks, all of it gone to just a handful of people. Why aren't we prioritizing working folk? Why aren't we prioritizing family? Why aren't we prioritizing our schools, our environment? Why? Why aren't we investing in infrastructure, broadband access, cell service? Why aren't we making it about our future? Why, instead of doing that, are we voting to take health care away from those who need it for a tax break to those who don't?
Exactly.
Why are we breaking the backs of working and middle-class folks to give a cash grab to big corporations and folks who don't need it and adding $1.5 trillion to our deficit to boot? And then they want to turn around and say, we got to cut Medicaid. We got to cut Medicare, Social Security, Meals on Wheels, educational programs, Pell Grants, SNAP. They're cutting at the bone. For what purpose other than greed?
Greed.
That's it. So when I talk about this being beyond politics, I mean it. It's a moral crisis. This is not left or right. This is right versus wrong. That's it. Now, we have a congressman who's on the wrong side of this right now, I'm telling you. He's voted the deciding vote to gut guarantee protections for pre-existing conditions, to roll back Medicaid expansion, to defund Planned Parenthood, advance the tax bill, voted for a farm bill that breaks the backs of small and mid-tier farmers. 40% of that farm bill goes to 3% of the wealthiest farmers, none of whom live in this district. Who are you working for, Fazzo? Who? You don't show up for town halls. Right? You don't show up for town halls. You vote for a bank bill and a finance bill that literally rolls back every regulation that is meant to keep us from having to endure that crisis again. Who's in your pocket? Because right now, you're not serving the needs of the people.
Right.
And we deserve better.
That's right.
We deserve more.
Yeah.
Yep. Now, let me tell you something. You're going to hear a lot these next 25. It's 25, 24, I lose count sometimes. Not that many days left, though. 24. You're going to hear a lot. You've been hearing a lot about what I'm about, what I stand for. I hope you get a sense now in this room what I'm really about. And I want to close with this. I think it's important to understand. I had somebody ask me at a town hall recently, we like what you're saying. It's really powerful. But why you? Why you? And that really, to me, was a very important question.
Why not?
So it's a real important question. I owe that explanation to you. You need to know. You need to know what you're getting. Not just the rhetoric or even the policy that I want to put forward, but what specifically, what qualifies me to represent your interests? And I can talk about being from here and my roots and my principles and my values, but I think I can meet a need right now, a real need that is missing in our politics. With all the division, with all the partisanship that we're going through right now, we don't have any voices or enough voices that are determined to find common ground, that are determined to work through this morass, through this noise, and have the skill set and the experience to do it. Now, I laid out my life, pretty diverse life. Okay, when you grow up, as I did in Schenectady, and you find yourself over at Oxford, and you find yourself working in the hip-hop community in LA, and you find yourself over in New York in the corporate space, I've come across and I've succeeded amongst a diverse group of people, irrespective of race, class, gender, religion, sexual orientation. I've been there. My life is that. And along the way, I've taken with me the values that I learned right here in upstate New York. And I ground myself in those values, being decent, being honest, being true to my word, and being determined to find solutions for hard problems. And we got some hard ones to solve here. But you better believe it, you got somebody here that you can count on at every step of the way. If you take anything away from this interaction, know that I care. Know that I care about you, your future, your children's future, that the love is real. And you can count on that. So as I bring this down, you guys got me fired up. I want to bring this to a close, and I'm happy. I don't know if we're doing questions, whatever it is, I'm happy. But I want to say this. You know, we're all here because we understand the stakes. As I'm sure some of you know, I went through a pretty competitive primary. A lot of good individuals, and we were very like-minded on a host of things. And the trouble sometimes is trying to figure out how to create separation and to distinguish ourselves amongst each other. I'm very liberated now because I don't have that problem, and I don't think you do either. There's a true choice here, a real choice. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. There is a real difference between what I want to bring to bear and the kind of representation that I want to bring to bear for you versus what John Faso has been doing and will continue to do in this seat. That is the choice. That's a powerful reality. That means your vote really counts. It can really go a long way to making a difference here and across this country, given what's going on in D.C. So I encourage you to keep doing what you're doing. Keep believing in your power. Own it. Own it. And do not run away from this moment. Don't get fearful. Don't get anxious. Just believe that we can win. And if we believe it and we work hard enough for these next 24 days, I'm going to tell you right now, we're going to win. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
Pull over and pledge your support to WGXC 90.7 FM during our sustaining supporter pledge drive October 10th through October 23rd. Do it now at wgxc.org/donate and consider becoming a sustaining supporter. By becoming a sustaining supporter, you're investing in community radio every month. Your financial support is tax deductible, allows WGXC to meet the most basic operating costs, and keeps WGXC on your FM dial.
No way! Yes way!
From our studios in Hudson, Catskill, and Acre, New York, WGXC has brought Greene and Columbia County's local news, opinions, music, traffic reports, politics, interviews, live performances, and more for over 7 years. So stop, pull over, and donate. WGXC.org/donate.
I'm Tom Rowe with the WGXC News Update. You can go to the newsroom at wgxc.org. Click on Newsroom for more information about anything you hear here. The Albany Times-Union reports that New York State legislators are now considering new regulations for stretch limousines after 20 people were killed last week in a limo accident in Schoharie County. A new bill in the state Senate would pull stretch limousines off the road after 10 years, and also create new safety procedures and mandate minimum liability insurance coverage of $2 million. The bill would also put inspection results on the State Department of Transportation website. Quote, "While many limousine operators take the safety of their passengers and drivers seriously, there seems to be a certain population of operators that does not," unquote, the bill's memorandum says. Quote, "In an effort to cut corners, they put their passengers and drivers at risk," unquote. Chuck Schumer, New York's U.S. senator, and other national leaders are also talking about reforms. Quote, "The sad fact here is that right now everyone is talking about limo safety when we could have been studying it for the past few years," unquote, Schumer said. "The NTSB knows they need to fix this situation so we can have as much information as possible available." The Reverend O. Robert DeMartinis, speaking at a funeral October 13th for several of the Schoharie victims, also wondered why this happened. Quote, "The question that is in the hearts of so many is, why?" DeMartinis told mourners. Quote, "Why did these 20 individuals have to be taken from us so quickly and so unexpectedly?" Unquote. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Columbia Green Media looks at the two-year-old relationships between Columbia Memorial Hospital and Albany Med. Last year, Saratoga Hospital also joined the partnership with Albany Med. Now, Albany Med and the Hudson-based hospital share radiology services and pathology services. Columbia Memorial is also now trying out a program sending patients home with remote monitoring devices, monitoring blood pressure, blood oxygen levels, and other key health indicators. Quote, "We're planning for the future together, sharing knowledge, developing best practices, and laying the foundation for a less fragmented patient experience," unquote, said J.P. Callahan, CMH president and CEO. Quote, "We've already achieved a great deal through this affiliation, and we see even greater things ahead for the communities that we serve," unquote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Bill Mahoney reports in Politico, New York, that the four men who want to be New York's comptroller debated October 14th in Manhattan. Incumbent Democrat Tom DiNapoli, Republican Jonathan Trichter, Mark Dunley from the Green Party, and Libertarian Kruger Gallaudet were all on stage, but DiNapoli, leading in the polls, took the spotlight. He attacked Trichter for previously working on Democrats' campaign and now running as a Republican. Quote, "If you had to sell yourself to get the nomination," DiNapoli said, quote, "I don't think that's the best standard to be running for office," unquote. Trichter shot back, quote, "The powers of the office are formidable. DiNapoli is the sole trustee of the $200 billion pension fund. It's the market power of a Saudi prince. And this comptroller has basically covered up his pension performance and his investment performance." A Siena College poll earlier this month had DiNapoli leading by 58% to 26% for his Republican opponent. So Libertarian Kruger Gallaudet was free to tell the truth about what in his background would make him a good comptroller. Quote, "You want honesty? Not a whole lot," unquote, he replied. "I've held no office other than the Board of Education in Tuckahoe, but what I would bring is a fresh pair of eyes. We all know DiNapoli is going to win this race. I'm not saying it's a fait accompli, but it's pretty dead certain," unquote. Read the full story at Politico, New York. David Lombardo reports in the Albany Times-Union that 4 years ago at this time, just before the governor's election, the campaigns had agreed to two debates. This year, there are no debates scheduled so far between incumbent Democrat Andrew Cuomo, Republican Mark Molinaro, Green Party candidate Howard Hawkins, or independent Stephanie Miner. Lombardo writes, quote, Cuomo has little to gain from sharing the stage with his rivals, as he leads comfortably in the polls and has the campaign funds to get his message to the voters without a debate, unquote. League of Women Voters Legislative Director Jennifer Wilson says they've attempted to organize a debate, but that multiple media outlets back out when Cuomo makes it clear he will not participate. Miner, the former Syracuse mayor running on the Serve America movement line, says that, quote, candidates should give citizens the ability to hear our ideas and critiques, unquote. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Eliza Collins reports in USA Today that former Speaker of the House Paul Ryan is hitting the road to campaign for Representative John Faso and other Republicans. Faso, the incumbent Republican from Kinderhook, does not have any events listed on his public schedule webpage, but the newspaper says Ryan starts his campaign swing October 15th. Quote, the speaker knows that every Republican he is joining on the trail during this final sprint would offer better ideas than their Democratic opponents, unquote, said Kevin Seifert, executive director of Ryan's political operation. Faso is in a close race for re-election with Democrat Antonio Delgado. Read the full story in USA Today. This is Tom Rowe. This has been the WGXC News Update. Go to the newsroom at WGXC.org to see more details about anything you heard here.
Officials announced plans Monday to host the inaugural Aurora Games at Times Union Center next August. The Aurora Games will be a six-day event consisting of women's sporting events and entertainment options. The goal is to hold the games every other year, featuring professional athletes in basketball, tennis, figure skating, hockey, and beach volleyball. Approximately 15 countries are already set to have athletes represented at the Aurora Games, and the event is anticipated to draw more than 50,000 fans between August 20th and 25th.
It's time to break out your snow tires. Starting tomorrow, you'll be able to use studded snow tires on your vehicle. With multiple inches of snow on Whiteface, winter is just around the corner. So also consider keeping a snow shovel, broom, and ice scraper in your car, as well as abrasive materials such as sand or kitty litter in case your vehicle gets stuck in the snow. Now is also a good time to get your car serviced to make sure that it runs well all winter. Good luck and drive safe.
Harvard University intentionally uses a vague, quote-unquote, personal rating to reject Asian American applicants in favor of students from other racial backgrounds, according to lawyers on one side of a trial that began Monday and carries weighty implications for dozens of other U.S. colleges. The trial began nearly 4 years after Harvard was sued by Students for Fair Admissions, a nonprofit based in Arlington, Virginia, that believes schools should not consider race when selecting students. Since then, Harvard and other elite colleges have faced mounting scrutiny over the way they factor race into admissions decisions, a topic that has drawn renewed interest among federal authorities. The trial is expected to last 3 weeks, with the final decision to be made by U.S. District Court Judge Allison D. Burroughs. The Harvard case has captured the attention of many in the education world, including leaders of some colleges.
There is nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. If we wish to make it softer, we will tune it to a whisper. We will control the horizontal. We will control the vertical. We can roll the image, make it flutter. We can change the focus to a soft blur or sharpen it to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit quietly and we will control all that you see and hear. We repeat, there is nothing wrong with your television set. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limits.
This is Echo. You are listening to WJFC Acra, Creative Community Magical Radio.
I'm a rogue!